Number 48. The class teacher thought that hobbies were very important for every child. She encouraged all her pupils to have one, and sometimes arranged for their parents to come and see the work they'd done as a result. One Friday morning, the teacher told the class that those of them who had a hobby could have a holiday that afternoon to get the things they'd made as parts of their hobbies ready for their parents to see the following afternoon. So on Friday afternoon, while those of the pupils who had nothing to show did their usual lessons, the lucky ones who'd made something were allowed to go home on condition that they returned before 5 o'clock to bring what they were going to show and to arrange it. When the afternoon lessons began, the teacher was surprised to see that Tommy wasn't there. He was the laziest boy in the class, and the teacher found it difficult to believe that he had a hobby. However, at 4:45, Tommy arrived with a beautiful collection of butterflies in glass cases. After his teacher had admired them and helped him to arrange them on a table in the classroom, she was surprised to see Tommy pick them up again and begin to leave. "What are you doing, Tommy?" she asked. "Those things must remain here until tomorrow afternoon. That's when the parents are coming to see them." "I know they're coming then," answered Tommy, "and I'll bring them back tomorrow. But my big brother doesn't want them to be out of our house at night, in case they're stolen." "But what has it got to do with your big brother?" asked the teacher. "Aren't the butterflies yours?" "No," answered Tommy. "They belong to him." "But, Tommy, you're supposed to show your own hobby here, not somebody else's," said the teacher. "I know that," answered Tommy. "My hobby is watching my brother collecting butterflies."
One. What did the class teacher think of hobbies? Two. What did she do? Three. What did she tell the class one Friday afternoon? Four. Who was allowed to go home and return before 5 o'clock? Five. What was the teacher surprised to see when the afternoon lessons began? Six. Who was Tommy? Seven. How did he arrive at 4:45? Eight. Who had made the collection of butterflies? 9. What did the teacher say to Tommy when he began to take the butterflies away? 10. What was Tommy's hobby?